248.
Authorize contracts as required with Pavement Services, Inc. and Geo Designs, Inc. for on-call pavement testing and analysis of city streets.
Commissioner Novick.
Colleagues, we do visual inspections of pavement to determine if we need to do grinding and repaving. And if we do a less than 2-inch grind and pave, that's something that we normally do in-house, and we can tell basically through visual inspection if that's what we need. If we conclude through visual inspection that we need more than a 2-inch grind and pave, then we contract that out. And also, we know from experience that if we know it's more than 2 inches, we might not necessarily know for sure whether it's 3 or 4 or 5 without doing additional inspections. And we used to do and testing. And we used to do that testing in-house, found that it was not cost-effective. So now that's work that we contract out. And I'm going to turn it over to Mr. Lyles to elaborate.
Thank you. Todd Lyles, PBOT, Supervisor with the Bureau of Transportation. As described in the ordinance, PBOT requires professional services to support implementation of our capital improvement program. An example of design data that feeds into our capital improvement program is our pavement management system. As part of that system, PBOT tests our pavements to verify design assumptions prior to letting construction contracts out to bid for pavement rehab. These are our grind and overlay projects, otherwise known as our contract paving work. In addition to our physical deflection testing, PBOT also performs visual distress evaluations, which is tracked in our StreetSaver database. We can categorize pavements as good, fair, or in poor condition. These pavements have a service life of a known deterioration rate that is measured. We test our pavements according to industry standard practices using what's called a falling weight deflectometer. We test for structural deficiencies in the existing roadway, and we use these tests to confirm our pavement design. Pavement testing occurs in our streets plan, for a 3-inch grind and greater, testing is an important step in determining the right design because, as you know, the cost of testing and rehab multiplies with increased thickness. PBOT does not own a falling weight deflectometer. It's very expensive to own and maintain, nor do we have the expertise in operating the equipment and interpreting the data. Therefore, PBOT's requesting the use of these on-call services contracts to perform the work. We've been doing pavement testing for these types of contracts for more than 10 years. Our outreach efforts, which are included in the impact statement, include posting the RFP at the OAMI website, the Oregon Association of Minority Entrepreneurs, the NAMCO, National Association of Minority Contractors of Oregon, researching the state's OMWESB website for certified firms and candidates, contacting ODOT and WSDOT for other potential firms, both those DOTs perform their own work, and contacting the Oregon Asphalt Pavement Association for other potential firms. We published an advertisement in the DJC, posted advertisement on the LAPS PDX website, which is the Lateral Agile Partnerships, an online small business consortium for MWESBs. We also posted on the Procurement Services online project calendar. Through this effort, we didn't identify any additional firms. Using an open competitive procurement services process, PBOT received 2 proposals. The public process consisted of a selection committee, including a representative from the Minority Evaluation Program, who evaluated the firms based on the performance in the criteria of the RFP. Again, this is very specialized type of work. Only a few companies in the Northwest provide these types of services. Of the 2 firms selected, Pavement Services is an ESB. GeoDesign is a non-certified firm. These 2 firms are the same firms that have performed work on the recent expired contract, and as you can see in your handout, at the bottom table in attached Exhibit B, the recent 2009 to 2014 performance achieved a total MWSB utilization of 56%. This is in the yellow box at the bottom. The table at the top represents the contract paving, the current contract proposal for MWSB utilization based on a hypothetical $1 million contract. Again, PSI being an ESB, the total utilization is estimated about 47%. As you're aware, on-call services for contracts for engineering services facilitate long-range planning, increased control, and provide for an uninterrupted supply of needed services, in addition to saving time and money by reducing the cost due to repetitive selection process. This ordinance would authorize a 3-year contract to two individual firms, PSI and GeoDesign Incorporated, in the amount of not to exceed $500,000 each. Money would only be spent when authorized in the budget for capital improvement or contract paving work. Currently, an emergency exists because we have two firms on assignment producing reports awaiting PBOT's review comments. Their existing contracts expired at the end of this last year, so we thought it'd be better to go out for the new contracts rather than come to City Council for an amendment. At this point, do you have any questions?
I don't believe so. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. And this is a
this is an
emergency ordinance. So let's see if there's any public testimony and then take a roll call. Come on up.
Mr. Walsh.
For the record, my name is Joe Walsh. I represent Individuals for Justice. We would prefer that you keep this in-house whenever possible. The last part of the presentation was that there's some specialized requirements in this contract that only two corporations or companies have the qualifications to do it. We would ask you to have staff look at that again and see what parts we could break off and either do in-house or put out for bids in the local area. We don't particularly like contracting out when we have this huge problem right now. And every time you talk about roads or streets, everybody's hair goes up. Because we're in this debate right now of what we can do, how we can do it, and what money is available. You're talking about $500,000, $1 million here, $500,000 there. Pretty soon you're talking about serious money. So we're suggesting that if in-house you can do some of this stuff, then do it. It keeps our employees busy. And I like that. I like employees who are busy. And contracting out is sometimes just too easy. And also the limitations on the expertise bothers us and makes it nervous. Because a lot of times we go to corporations that have been around for a while that are friendly with us, that we know that they're going to do a good job, blah, 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 blah. However, when you do that, you exclude a lot of other companies that may be run by women, may be run by minorities, may be run by people that need work. So this, again, is something that should be relooked at very carefully. Thank you.
Thanks. Okay, anyone else? Then let's take a roll call vote, please.
Prince?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Novick?
Aye.
Hales?
Aye. And then